Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food. Time to chat with our food director, Michelle. You're standing in a corridor somewhere. Are you ready to roll?
Speaking of ready to roll, I am. I've got Pippi the dog out here, and that's exactly what she is doing. She's having a roll on the carpet.
Oh, as you do. What are we doing today in the kitchen area?
Well, I'm going to talk today. We've got a beautiful recipe in the issue, and it will be going online for the people that are getting ready for Easter. And this is to be made over the Easter weekend, and it's just a beautiful recipe. It's Easter cinnamon pull-apart buns.
Oh, yum. How do we do that? Is it hard to make?
It's going to be a goddess in the kitchen if you can make this one. It's working with yeast, so very easy. It's a nice, easy recipe, but you'll feel fabulous when you finish it.
Now, in terms of, it'll be in the magazine, what about if we wanted to do something a little bit more on the chocolate side? Is there anything you can give us in the advice on that front?
This one has chocolate on it, Ben, if you just wait.
I know. Well, we'll get to the chocolate Easter eggs in a minute, but keep going. Yes, this one's got chocolate.
I thought I might tell you about this one. Has chocolate. It's got a chocolate icing on the pull-apart bun. So once it's finished cooking and you've gone through the process of canning walnuts and, making the dough and then sprinkling the dough with cinnamon and sugar, the rolling it up and baking them, and then the last thing is drizzle the whole thing with a nice white chocolate icing.
Oh, how beautiful. How long does it take to prepare this?
It takes a little while because there's a lot of resting involved with the dough. And, even when you think you're finished, you've still got to rest it. And then finally, I think after 2 or 3 months of resting, it's into the oven. And then it doesn't take long. And I can tell you why. I bet that after you finish eating them, you'll be back starting that whole process again.
So when it comes to this recipe that we're talking about today, it'll be available online. Can we get it on the iPad version as well?
Oh, yes. It's on the iPad that's up now.
Great.
So, the March iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put together a collection as it gets close to Easter, some nice Easter baking on the site. So if you visit mindfood.com, there'll be an array of all sorts of delicious Easter goodies to make there.
Fantastic. And, of course, the weekly recipes or the daily recipes as well that go out. You can subscribe to those. So how do we get onto that list? What do we have to do?
Oh, get onto that list. It's just a matter of visiting mindfood.com, and there's a prompt there, and just following the prompt and entering your email address, and you'll get a beautiful recipe. It's delivered right to your inbox every day. So we do have lots of fun with our recipes. Would you believe I'm organising the May recipes today? So we're talking about what we're going to do, and we've got to sort of think about the seasons are getting cooler and what we want to be eating. So we've got some exciting things coming up.
Oh, that's good. So this winter, is it more soups, do you think, or not?
I think we're going to be seeing a lot more super grains this winter.
Oh, okay.
A lot more vegetarian and, meals that can be stretched from dinner tonight, lunch tomorrow.
Yep.
But a lot of home cooking. We've got some beautiful flavours coming through, and I'm looking at doing a few slow roasts, and we've got some nice venison recipes. Now we've got lots of lovely things happening in the coming up issues.
Well, that's lovely. Now you can put your rabbit ears away and we'll talk next time.
Okay, thank you very much, Ben.
All right, there you have it. That's Michelle, our food director, talking to us about the wonderful world of Easter coming up. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.